Welcome to Unpaused Life, the podcast about hitting play on the pause button and taking the leap out of your comfort zone. I'm Jen Payne.
And I'm Stacey Rourke.
Yay, she's back, y'all.
I'm back.
It's been a hot minute.
It has. It has.
Life has been crazy, taking us in different directions for a while. But she's back.
She's back and she's ready to go and she's ready to dive in to everything Unpaused Life with both feet. Let's do it. I want all the adventures.
Yeah. I mean, so we finally found a day.
Yes.
Together. I'll take it. Just the one day. I'll take it. And I thought we were just going to hang out today and get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, let's do something.
I wanted
to. So this was totally your idea.
I have just been having this feeling lately of, we've talked about crystals. We've talked about the crystals that you travel with in your bag. And I've gone to crystal shops, but I really wanted to learn more about Crystal 101, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so we found an you found an adorable little place and took me there. And I'm in love and want to spend every second of every day there now.
Yeah, so it wasn't hard to find because the minute you said it and I started to do a little research and then I was like, wait a minute, I know the perfect place because several podcasts ago when we went to the yoga and our lovely friend Nikki, and then we took that bungee yoga class with Melissa, there's a place that we found out today, Melissa actually works there.
Yes, we saw her today.
Because we ran into her first thing and it took her a minute to remember us, but that's okay. I remembered her immediately. And I was like, that is the place that we have to go.
Well, that's great because I didn't. So I'm horrible with faces.
Yeah. So we went to a place, it's called the Mystic Minerals Herb and Metaphysical Shop.
And it, from the second you walk inside, we have pictures and it's just gorgeous.
Yes.
In there. The second you walk in, and everyone is so welcoming and so kind and very knowledgeable. And I can't wait to tell everybody about it because it was such a great experience. And I want everyone to go and check it out.
Yeah. So we know, I mean, I'm sure we've talked about it on other podcasts. I do keep crystals in my work bag for all the hotels. If there's anything's hanging around and it's a lot for protection. I've never really been into crystals throughout my life, but since I took the job that I have now, I've kind of gotten a little more into it. I would say I kind of believe on some realm that it does offer some protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never be too careful with those spirits and your chakras. And there's nothing worse than waking up with a bad chakra.
That's right. That'll throw off the week. Your chakras off. I got for Christmas, I got a quartz crystal that then has the stones that represent the chakras on it. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I wear it a lot, but first of all, it's enormous. I'll have to show it to you. That thing is a weapon. It could really do damage. So I guess it does help with your mental wellness because you would think I have a weapon around my neck if I need it. So it's added. But I wanted to know a little bit more. So we went in there and right off the bat, when you walk in, there were little blessing jars right when you walked in, or intention jars is what they called them, right when you walk in, of things you can have there where it has different herbs and it has different crystals.
Oh yeah, the ones that were already put together.
Yeah. Those, and you know, that welcomes you right into it. And Melissa, was that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Melissa greeted us at the door and we got specialty tea made for
her. Right. And I recognize her again because I follow her separately on Instagram. She makes these amazing like a chalice type cup. Chalice is like metal though.
They're clay.
I wish I would have gotten a better description of them from her, but they're beautiful and she does everything by hand. I've been over the last year to 2 years since I think we started, I've been kind of following. So I see when she's making more. So immediately, like, I saw them and I saw her and I was like, oh, you make these. And she was like, oh, you follow me. And then as she talked to us, she's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You two are the ones who do the podcast. We were like, yes, we are.
That would be us. So that was very sweet that she remembered us.
Autographs later. Thank you very much.
I'll sign that credit card receipt of the stuff that I'm buying.
Exactly.
But then she told us that Nikki, who we met before through the yoga,
yes,
is doing a sound bath class, yeah, which we are going to take. We've been threatening that for
ever. Yes, I'm super excited to do
that. That'll be really interesting. We haven't done that kind of thing in a while. But you know what? I was even thinking recently about some of the things that we went on with, you know, the acupuncture and everything. And it's just, I'm really, really excited to get back into trying new stuff because we had some really cool adventures.
Amen, sister.
Yes.
I've been ready for you to come back and be ready to try new stuff. But I mean, you've been busy in your lair writing.
Yes.
Amazing things. And once we get to the end, we usually do it in the beginning. So this time we'll stop and we'll
catch up at the end.
Yeah. With everything. Because y'all know my antics that have been going on. Not so much with you, but I do tell everybody at the end that you will be back because you are off busy writing how many thousands of words. And all the time. Yes.
I think I've put out 2 books since we last partook here. And that was another thing that really wanted to get me into the crystals is I am suffering a little bit of writer's block for the first time.
Really?
So that was one of the things I was going in there with as I'm looking for something to help free me up creatively. And I spent way too long in the store today.
No, you didn't.
Wondering. I thought you were going to drag me out by my ear.
I think it was the appropriate amount of time.
Okay, good.
I think it was. You had your cute little basket that you were carrying around. There's just so much to choose from and so many different varieties. And some of the crystal shops, whenever I'm on an overnight, if there's a crystal shop, I love to go in and walk around them. This one blows them away. It's not just crystals. And so some of them, like I said, that I've been into, that's all it is the crystals. This one had, I mean, teas and herbs, like they had an entire wall of different tea and herbs and stuff, which of course we became teenage boys again.
Let me get it out. Yes.
As we do.
Because the one that we had that we both laughed at was called the horny goatweed.
Of course. We both giggled at it at the same time and then took pictures.
Yeah, as you do. Because horny goatweed is used as an aphrodisiac herb for men. A natural alternative treating various sexual dysfunctions. It relieves fatigue in both the mind and the body. It's studied as a treatment for other conditions like osteoporosis. That is not easy to say. And hardening of the arteries.
Well,
so it's gonna stop your arteries from hardening, but it's gonna cause something else to harden.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like it says that it what is it? It's relieves fatigue. Well, it's also an aphrodisiac, so I'm going to hope it relieves fatigue.
If you do it right.
If you know. I can see some people like using it like a chew in their, pack it in their gum.
Got my horny goat weed.
Honey, did you get the horny goat weed on your way home?
So we saw that. That was really cool.
What was another one? Like they had mugwort, which was kind of like it's so cool because these are such natural herbs and remedies that have been around for centuries. But my mind, like Harry Potter brought it all. Like for one, it's called mugwort. And I was like, oh, Harry Potter. Like it just went in my mind. But this is one that you use as a tea before bed. Partner it with a dream tea and what we were talking about. It's supposed to, like, if you put it under your pillow, make your dreams clear. I don't need that.
Lucid dreaming.
Yes. Yeah. I don't need that. I would be afraid of what would pop into my dreams if I allowed my mind to open up.
I've heard that there's certain things about your dreams that your mind won't let you do. Like your mind won't let you.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas like if somebody says something and what was it I heard where it was, if you ask somebody what time it is in your dream, that a lot of the times the people in your dream will like be on alert because of that. That's what I've heard. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but so if anybody listening knows anything about lucid dreaming, I would love to hear.
So is that the difference between like dreams don't let bad things happen, so you flip into nightmare land where all bad things happen? Like,
is that the switch?
Maybe, because nightmares, all bad things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one last week where I literally, and I won't even speak it out loud. I will not, but it woke me up to where I was in my dream. I was screaming to where I had no voice.
Oh.
Yeah. It was, and I've not had one like that. I can't even remember, but this was so bad that I, like I said, I won't even speak it out into existence. I don't know where it came from or why it happened, but
something's flipped in your dream.
Right. Hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah. So maybe that's something we could do in the future, is do a little bit more about lucid dreaming. That might be interesting.
We'll have to we'll get some of the, what did I call it again?
Mugwort.
Mugwort and the dream time and
see what happens.
We'll see.
Well, the other thing that I thought was really interesting was, and I'm going to forget what they were called, the dolls, the pocket dolls.
Pocket doll.
They had those there, and upon first glance, they do look like voodoo dolls. But she gave us there's a crow. I said voodoo doll, and there was a crow in the background. How?
Oh, there's several of them now. If they land on the back, we're taking cover. I see them out the window.
This ominous omen we have here. But she was telling us that they're attributed to the voodoo culture. But when people see the pins in the voodoo dolls, right, that is not an ill omen. Like what I almost want to see, like media and entertainment has shown it to be.
Yeah, that if you put a pin in somebody's heart, it gives them a heart attack. Or if you put a pin in their back, it gives them back pain. And she was saying that that is not originally what they were made for.
Yes, that it was the voodoo witchcraft practitioner was using that as they were treating somebody to mark where their ailments were on each one.
Right. It was a doctor using a doll form to map out where the pain was so they could go back and look at it. Because back then there were no x-ray machines,
right,
or iPads to draw like a circle where the pain is, stuff like that. So yeah, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So those were really interesting. But then they turned into pocket dolls.
I have a walk-it in my pocket.
A walk-it in my pocket, where you can attribute it to somebody. It can be for protection. It can be used to banish that person from your life. You know, it can have different attributes there. So those were, I found that very fascinating.
Not that we know anybody who needs to be banished.
No. I'm not going to bury anybody's doll in my backyard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Head first. Body sticking out.
Up.
But they're cute little, I mean, they're just these fabric dolls. Their faces is just like two, a stick figure. You would draw a face on there. And so there's a little pocket or a slit in the back that you have to open it, take the stitches out, and you put something of the person's or
something of yours if you wanted to represent yourself. And then, you know, you cast your intentions there with whatever you do with it, if you're going to banish it. She said that she had one that a friend of hers threw down the Devil's Gorge.
It was in another country.
Yeah.
Took it all the way to another country, someone that in her life that she was trying to banish. And she said it worked.
Yeah. And that person has left her alone. So whatever peace she got from that, I congratulate her on that. But so, yeah. And that was the other thing she said, is we don't put negative energy on the person because we don't want to put negative energy into the world. But you can banish people that are harming you from your life.
Hers was banished all the way in Zimbabwe.
Oof. Oof. Once somebody banishes you in Zimbabwe, that's it, man. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah. So we had a few questions about that because it's always just that whole concept is interesting.
Yes.
I think, does it, I mean, I think of, which is, we'll talk about this other thing that I know, and I actually participated in that, the little on the leaf.
Yes. Yes. We'll talk about those in a minute.
But people have done that where you write intentions and then you go out and you burn it.
Yes.
You know, things like that. I mean, so I think it kind of falls in that same line.
Right. Yep. I agree. And then, okay, so the other things that we did while we were there, we just touched on the bay leaves briefly. They had, and we'll post pictures of these, but they had, what is it? It looked like a little, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the word. What's it called? It looked like a little cauldron.
Yes.
Basically. And they had bay leaves there and a pen. And it was, you write anything you want to release.
Correct.
On this bay leaf, and you put it into the little cauldron, and on the next full moon, they're going to burn, have a ceremony where they burn all of those for people.
And
so that that energy can be released.
And it wasn't a whole bay leaf. It was just like a little tiny piece of a bay leaf. Could you imagine if you had the whole bay leaf, you would still be there writing on front and back. You'd be like, you draw like when we, remember we kids and you'd write a letter to somebody and you put an arrow and
turn
say,
over,
turn over. You would be like, turn bay leaf over.
Also the implications that we had there of our friends that we didn't think our friends were smart enough to figure out.
That's a good point.
That if this page is done, maybe turn it over.
Hey, dumbass, turn the paper over. I mean, how many times did you have a friend come to you and be like, I was reading what you're writing and you just stopped. And I didn't, like, I didn't know where you were going with it. And you're like,
did you try?
Did you turn the paper over?
I think that's the last day you're friends with that person. You're like, really? Okay.
Oh my God, that's
check
funny.
The other side. But yeah, so we did that. And I did it because it was such a small piece of the leaf. I really had a hard time. Like, there were three tiny little words that I put on mine. But mine had to do with just letting go of pain from the past.
I wrote one word.
One word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I mean, I'll say it. I don't care. I am genuinely an extremely happy person, and we're not going to get too detailed in it, but you and I had the whole conversation on the ride back here today. I am holding a lot of anger right now, and it's just the state of the world that we're living in right now, and I will just leave it at that. That was my word on there, that anger. I wanted to just let that go. I don't have anger towards really anything else.
Yeah.
You know, for once, I mean, I can honestly say I'm good for now.
That's good.
That's because I'm surrounding myself with crystals.
We went in there and had that great experience. Yes. But mine, I do want to let go of the pain of the past. And I we'll touch on this a little bit more at the end of the show. But I think that's one of the reasons that I went on a little break journey from all my podcasts and a lot of things for a long time, is I had a lot I needed to let go of.
Well, you know, and I mean, you touched on that quickly. And I know we said we'd talk about some of it at the end, because we haven't had a podcast come out, I think, since my sister and I did the London one. So that was October. So it probably came out in November. So it's been about 3 months for me. And for me, the way my brain works, that makes me crazy. But I think also the holidays and things just kind of got away. It wasn't for lack of wanting to do it. And I apologize to people who were counting on them coming out every 2 weeks. We've just both needed a little hiatus to come back. It's not like the ideas ever like left my brain, because
there was never a I don't want to do it anymore. It was literally from my end, I think I've been in survival mode for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when you're in survival mode, it's hard to think about the things that you want to do as opposed to the things that you need to do and you have to do. And I think I'm finally relaxing enough that I'm able to get out of survival mode a little bit, make myself get out of survival mode. Because when you have been in that mindset for so long, it's very hard to
absolutely
break back out of it. And that's what I'm making myself do with these things, is that's why I wanted to let's go do this, because
right. Well, and for me, I've just been in work mode. I have worked so much, and I really kind of So, I mean, y'all know I went to Scotland in September. I went to London in October. And in between that, I'm working 6 days on, one off. And I'm doing it to myself. The company's not making me do it. I'm choosing to do it. But I think all the way up until this month, I started to hit a wall and feel the burnout. Mm-hmm. And in my job, like little things that never would bother me were starting to bother me. And so I was like, I need to take a step back.
Yeah.
And I need to take a break for me and kind of breathe a little bit. So that's kind of what I've started to do. I'm not working as much, even though I like, it makes my skin crawl that I'm like not doing it, but, and we'll talk about some of it at the end too, that I've implemented some better things that are a little bit healthier for me in life. So for me, it was taking a step back so we can go out and do things. Cause when I had one day off, I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a day off. It was reset, laundry, pack, food prep, and then out the next day. So there really was no time for me to even
relax.
Yeah, stop and think. And even though I have amazing overnights, and sometimes I will just stay in my room, it's still not the same as getting out and seeing. Like, we haven't seen each other. And
we haven't.
So long. I mean, we text all the time, but we haven't like physically seen each other in way too long. And, you know, I'm so grateful. And I still have my sister and Natalie. I still have them doing podcasts and stuff. I think that's what makes it fun. But yeah, I think both of us, we talked about this earlier, just trying to find that balance again.
Yeah. And it's important to find that. And I think right now more than ever, taking time for the things that matter to us. Take the time, man. We don't know how much time we got here. So let's make the most of literally every second that we have.
Yeah. And this was perfect. It really, like I said, I had every intention. We haven't seen each other in so long. And I was like, I just want to hang out. Like,
yeah,
let's watch a stupid movie or just hang out and get caught up on life and everything. And then that's when you were kind of like, all right, let's see about, and it was meant to be. We were supposed to be there. We were supposed to run into Melissa. Everybody knows I'm a big proponent of the universe putting me where I'm supposed to be. We're supposed to be doing
and getting recognized. Are you kidding me? Like the fact that the first time we go out and do something in a while that people were like, hey, you have a podcast. It was literally like, come on back in. Come on back
right.
in. This is where you need to be.
It took her a second, but still, like all of our like 70 followers. She remembered, you know, who we were. And then she was just like, hey, we took that class together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And to have Nikki coming back and to, you know, us being around Nikki again, who is just such a
Nikki light is and just a beacon of light. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to say this right now. It's going to go off topic for just a minute. But I just had a really, really fun idea. Do you know what we need to do?
What's that?
Something that I'm sure we probably haven't done since teenagers. We need to have like a actual slumber party. Like trashy movies, trashy food.
Hello.
We need to have
asking you to do that.
We need to, and like make it a podcast thing of like what it's like as grown ass women to like, let's just have a pamper us night.
Okay.
I think we need to do it. That would be fun.
I'm in. I'm always in.
Let's have a slumber party.
I
love it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Listen, you don't have to tell me twice because I am all about the matching pajamas. Yes. I'm all about.
We're going to order junk food.
All that
girly
stuff.
We're going to watch movies. It's going to be.
You can order junk food. I'll be eating my air and water. My kale chips.
My kale chips, yes. And then we'll do masks. We'll do nails. It'll be a whole thing. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So where were we? We were at the.
We are back at the crystal shop.
We're back at the crystal shop. We did the intentions. Oh, we did spell jars.
Yes.
And we have pictures of that as well.
Did you take a picture of all the stuff that we can put in the jar?
Yes, I did. Okay. So the way that they do it, step one is grab a jar. Step two is your herbs. And the herbs that they have out there, they have white sage for cleansing. They had peppermint for abundance, roses for romance. Peace was lavender. Focus, butterfly pea. That's an herb, not a mature. Yeah. And then Damiana for passion. I don't really know what that one is.
Damian.
That's if ever there was an herb for passion, it's that. And then you get down to the herbs after that, or the, excuse me, the crystals after that. And there was clear quartz for amplifying. How do you say it? Peridot?
Peridot. It's my birthstone. I should know that.
You should. For motivation.
Depends on where you live in the country. It could be peridot. Peridot. Peridot.
It depends on how pretentious you want to be when you say it. Rose quartz for love. Black tourmaline for protection. And then a mixed one for the chakra and balancing. And fuchsite for healing and creativity. I used basically a little bit of everything.
You jammed it all in there.
I was like, yes to all of this. I don't even, everything, give me it all. But you were a little bit more choosy with yours.
I did all of the crystals, the herbs. What was the one, the love?
That was the roses.
Rose, the romance. I just put one little.
There was a bloop.
A little bud in romance in there. I went heavier on peace, focus, and passion are the ones I went a little bit heavier on. And then I did all of the crystals.
Yeah, because all of those were really good ones.
And then I even turned the little spoon upside down and crammed the stuff in there so I could get a little bit more in there. It was fun.
It was. I added, I know cinnamon is for wealth and opportunity. So when I came home, I actually added a little bit more, or a little bit of cinnamon to mine, and then sealed it with wax because it's fancy.
Yeah. I haven't sealed mine yet. I left it in the car. So, but it was really cool. I mean, it was like, you know, like going to Chipotle to build your burrito.
Instead of building your burrito, build your spell jar.
And I that could be fun too. Do a build your spell jar night. That could be a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's neat to see how everybody's is so different. Like
the things that are important to you and the things that you want to manifest.
Yeah.
And
I mean, aside from that, we each bought a few different crystals.
Yes, yes, yes. Which crystals did you buy?
We both bought the, I know, hold please while we go back to our pictures. We both bought the pink one, which was the cobaltal calcite, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So that one's, it's pink in color. It's a talisman of love that will help one discover any of their true emotions and suppressed feelings we tend to hide. Oh, Lord. It's bringing out the suppressed emotions.
Oh, boy. And that's the one that you were drawn to. That's funny.
Right. Emits relaxing vibrations. Who doesn't love a little relaxed vibration? that help one drop their guard more easily and release their inner emotions. I think that's what called to me is like, as listen, we all know we've had many of these podcasts talking about how guarded I truly am. Mm-hmm. I am full on guarded. I like full armor suit. Do not enter.
Which is so funny because I'm exactly the opposite. I'm just like, yes. Oh, you mean me harm? That's sad. Anyway, like I'm just so opening and it's.
Well, I mean, the end, it says assists in overcoming grief and supports the process of forgiving both others and ourselves. So I think what drew me to it is one, it's pink, which is not a color for me. I'm not a pink person, but something kept drawing it to me. And then I went to another place in the store and there it was again. It was maybe, I don't know, maybe that's by design that they did that. But yeah, I was really drawn to that. And then I got this beautiful, the sunstone.
Oh, the sunstone is gorgeous.
Oh, it's in the shape of a heart, but it looks like the world. It's super interesting.
We definitely have to take a picture of that one because that one's just stunning.
I didn't get as much as you did because I already have like my little satchel that I travel with. But I bought a keychain too.
And you had a purpose for that one because one of your friends had said that it was a good stone to have.
Yes. Yeah. One of my besties, Rhonda, she calls me from time to time and quickly tells me, you know, get your crystals out and have them on you. Mm-hmm. So this way I'll keep it.
I mean, we're going to get a little woo-woo with things here, but I've been researching and learning more about energy work as well, which is one thing that I wanted to incorporate the crystals with that. But with the energy, that's when you learn to channel in on that and you can feel the vibrations from the crystals, which is something that is an actual, and it really does call to you. Like you were saying, that pink one, you can feel you're drawn to the energy of that.
Well, I went to the first place and I actually was playing around with them and nothing was like nothing. But then I looked down and there was one immediately. And the minute I picked it up, I was like, okay, that's the one. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you why. Then my other ones that I had, they let me at the other place I went to, they did. They're like, you need to pick them out. Mm-hmm. It needs to call to you. It needs to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and people can think we're being woo-woo about it. Look at this. We take a couple months off and we come back all light and love as we sit in our yoga positions. But people, things call to people all the time. And it could be a purse. It could be just something. But this is just more on a different level. And people believe it or they don't believe it. Like I said, I was never a big proponent of this until I was.
Yeah. And I think I've been feeling a lot of shifts in the energy of people lately, and there's changes, and I think there's a lot going on. And if there's anything right now that can offer you any kind of protection or solace in things, then you know what? It's okay.
Are you going to show up at work with like a sage thing and start like saving?
They already
now?
Think I am so weird there that, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Cause you are weird. You're beautifully weird.
I'm stammering over this. I didn't realize how weird my inner thoughts are until I took this job. And now I will say something or do things that to me it makes sense. And then I have people that are like, that was a really dark place that your mind just went. And I'm like, okay, let me give you an example because I don't think this is weird at all. And I said this to my kids and my kids said the same thing. So I walk into the break room at work, right? And there's a bowl upside down on the table on a paper towel.
Okay.
What's the first thought you would have? There's a bowl upside down on a paper
towel. You trapped something.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a bug or something underneath.
That was my first thought. What did you trap in there? And that's what I said. And there was like three or four other people there that thought that was the weirdest damn thing.
Was it just a bowl drying on a paper towel?
It was a bowl drying on a paper towel. That's what it was. But I don't know. But there's things like that that I say that they're like, why is that where your mind went? Why isn't it where your mind went? So yes, I've noticed that my train of thought is a little bit weirder. So I don't think anybody would be shocked if I came in and started saging the store. They'd be like, no, that's about right.
I just, for me, in my job, I got to bottle it all up because my mind goes dark and dirty. So some of the things that I want to say, I cannot say. And I don't know if I talked about this before, and I censor myself all the time, and every once in a while it just will slip and I can't take it back. And I don't know if I was talking about this before. Everybody gets together and they do like a brief before the flight, and usually the captain is telling us like how long the flight's going to be and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, yeah, he said, you know, be about 15 minutes and it'd be a smooth ride. And I go, huh, that's what my last date said to me.
And oh, I was my like, gosh.
Oh no, that just came out of my mouth. And y'all know I don't have any dates, but it just came out of my mouth. And to make it worse, he looked at the flight attendant next to me. He goes, what did she say? And I was like, oh no, he didn't even hear what I said. Like, I didn't even get what I said, but I didn't mean it to.
You were being funny.
Exit. Yeah. That's what he said. That's what she said. All those kind of little things that happen that people say, I have to just like button it up.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
The passenger that walked up to me as they were boarding, and he walked up to me, he said, "Excuse me, ma'am." He said, "My thing is just a really odd shape and I don't know what to do with it." I thought that I was going to like bust a blood vessel because.
What was he talking about?
It was an instrument or some odd shaped box, but the way he said it to me, and then the gentleman, I was in the exit row area, and the gentleman must have seen my face like kind of buckle because he was cracking up because he heard the interaction. And you know,
my thing is a really weird shape and I don't know what to do with it.
My first response is, "Sir, you might want to see a doctor about that." But I can't say that because if I say it to the wrong person,
they get offended, and now you're having a meeting with HR, and that's not
somebody's written a letter, and so I really have to be careful what.
Oh, see, I need to be careful, but I've put my foot in my mouth so many times already on this job, and I think you probably saw.
Well, it's better than you farting in front of the customer.
That's true.
And I know we did talk about that.
We did. But I don't know if you saw the video that I made recently where I was punching in at work. And when we punch in, we sign up for a section that we have to tidy up before we leave, basically, at the end of the shift. And this other girl was signing up at the same time. And I said, "Will you put me down?" And she said, "Yes." And then I started to walk away. And what she said to me was, "You have section 4.
Oh, no.
What I heard was, "You are such a whore." But she said it in a nice tone because what she said was, "You have section 4. Again, I heard you're such a whore." So I wasn't like upset when she said it. I was more curious. So in a very curious way, as I'm walking away, I just looked back and was like, "Did you just say I'm such a whore?" And she about fell on the floor laughing and had to tell me, like, "Could you try to be a little offended by that?" I don't know. What stories have you heard?
That's what I was telling you earlier. The person was making a comment about, like, my dark nail color. And he's like, "Yeah, it's like her soul." And I was like, "Well, you're not wrong." Like, okay.
If you're going to try to joke, maybe don't be spot on with it.
Right. Act like you know me or something. Like we just met 5 minutes ago.
Black like my soul. Yeah, that's right. Very good. So did you go over those of the... Oh, you didn't go over your keychain.
I don't think I took a picture of it. I know.
But it was a moonstone.
Moon something or other. And the thing is, it's not listed on there either.
Yeah, that was... And this is nothing about the shop, but... some of the items that have tags on them, it doesn't say what the meaning of the crystal is. So you do have to look that up. And the information is there in the store that you can find it. But
yeah,
that's one thing that I usually had to do, or I did, was take a picture of it. Because I've bought crystals before, and as soon as I get home, I forget what it is. So I need a label maker.
Excuse me, let me look at the back of that.
I'm going to make a label maker, and then I'm going to index cards and catalog them all.
Oh God, I used to live for a label maker. It's my favorite thing. Yeah. All of my like drawers back when everything was paper, I labeled everything was like
perfectly labeled.
It was my happy place. Now yeah. I'm so different now. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I still have my Virgo tendencies, but when your life totally explodes, suddenly, like, little things don't bother you as much.
I just kind of let it go. I mean, now the old me is gone. I guess when the kids were little, it was different. I do love a good binder when I'm traveling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do love a binder, but it's so changed. When the kids were little, you had to be on a schedule. So everything was scheduled. Now I'm kind of like, okay, let's get there. These are the things we're doing. Whatever order we do them in, I don't care if it doesn't. So I'm kind of like more free spirited about it now. Wherever the wind takes me,
I love that.
That's what we're going to do.
And that's kind of like the philosophy I'm adopting for life anymore. My life is not the same as it was a year and a half ago. a right. year, 2 years ago. I'm a completely different person now than I was then. And going on these adventures. And I think that's one of the things that I really, really, how is it? We always get to like such an emotional place when we do this. But I was thinking about the process of the last year and a half, and our listeners know everything that happened there. And in the middle of all that, how you were picking me up and we were still going and doing these things. And at the time, I wasn't able to appreciate them as much as I could have because I was in such a raw state. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at a place where I'm not the same girl anymore. I like the girl I've become now. I'm proud of her. And I want to do these things. I want to go out. I want to do these things and yep. be all in. So,
yeah, I want to be like, you know, the giant blow up people, the balloons that are in front of the tire yes. shop and they just kind of hang and their arms go every which way. That's how I want to be.
I actually said that's what I want to be for Halloween next year is I want to get a costume of one of those and I want to walk into the store and just do like wavy arms at people when they come in. I think I that would be so tiring much fun
for me, but
just stand by the door and like
now, y'all can't see what she's doing, but
and yet she's still doing it. Just let her go. She'll tire herself out in a minute.
I know, 5 minutes later at the door.
Oh, no, she's still going.
No.
All right. So the stones that I got, let's see. So I got the pink one too, just like you did. I was drawn to it for a different reason, which is another thing that I think is really fascinating is they have the descriptions of the stones. And I think the parts of it that called to you.
Right.
So for me, there was a part in the pink stone, the cobalt, how do we say it? Calcite? Something sure. like that. It says it's a talisman of love that will help one discover any of their true emotions and suppressed feelings we tend to hide. And I liked that. I liked the idea of tapping into my true emotions of a moment. Because sometimes it like when you're hangry and that's not your real your real feeling of the moment. So I got that one.
I mean, look how cute she's holding on to the pink stone. She's getting ready to blow.
She might be getting ready to throw it. Another one that I got was the opalite, which is a man-made glass resin that can be made of opalizing glass or from a mixture of metal and dolomite, a mineral known for invigorating our entire chakra system while grounding our emotions into a physical realm. The natural opalite also exists in opalized volcanic ashes, but is very rare. Opalite helps to boost the mind and lift our spirits when we're down, encouraging us to find joy in even life's simplest delights associated with youth, hope, and positivity. And that right there is why, like, as soon as I read that it's associated with youth and hope and positivity, that's it.
Well, you lost me on the youth, because hope and positivity I'm all for, but the youth you lost me on.
Yeah, no, not that one. And then I got a bracelet as well that was Amazonite, which is also known as Pike's Peak Jade, Colorado Jade, Amazon Stone, or Amazon Jade. This is a bluish-green variety of microcline. It gets its colors from traces of lead in water in the Amazon River. It adorned the shields of the Amazonian female warriors in Central and South America.
Okay.
It's a stone of peace, truth, harmony, and communication. It gently soothes the nerves and radiates rejuvenating vibrations that calm the heart. So that one I got as a bracelet to wear every day.
There you go.
Yeah. And those were the ones I got. And what else? I did get one of the pocket dolls.
Yes.
Oh, one thing we didn't mention about that. They have male or female. There were some that were in dresses. There were an assortment.
Still be male or female.
That's, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely it could.
They were gender neutral. As long as the effect is the same. It's all we care about.
Yes. But some of them were a little fancier than others.
Yes.
But yeah, I could have stayed in there for hours on end. We did.
Well, good thing we're going back.
That's where the sound bath will be.
After closing, they said. Mm-hmm. That's going to be super cool to do it in that atmosphere. Like, I don't know where the space is that they're going to.
I don't know. It might be in the back room.
I have no idea, but I'm excited to find out.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do henna on us at the same time. Mm-hmm.
If we choose, we're supposed to pick our designs.
I've never had henna done.
I haven't either.
That'll be fun.
Like, can you do smiley face henna for me? I'm sorry, ma'am. That is not true henna.
I don't care.
But yeah, it was great. I'm so glad you suggested it. I'm so happy to be sitting here next to you.
Yeah, I'm happy again. To be back.
There's so many things that we promised that we were going to do. We need to.
Now it's time.
Now it's time to do
it. It's time to do it.
Yep. And you guys have known I've got my new recording equipment so we can take it on the road.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
You can sit in a park and record. You can sit in your car and record. You know, I still have all of this, the whole setup here. But yeah, it's going to open a lot of doors.
I'm really excited. I'm glad to be back. And I'm excited for all the new adventures to go on.
Yeah. And I mean, some of the things that we've been doing, and we'll touch on this real quick so we don't go too long. Mm-hmm. You have a new book that just came out, which is so good.
Thank you. Darling Daisy, my first ever true murder mystery.
Yes. It's a departure from your other stuff.
It is. It is. I had a lot of fun with it. I drew from a lot of cases of true crime cases. I am recording my Mimesis podcast, and we did an episode about Darling Daisy. So if you want to hear,
listen to that.
Yeah, it's about the different true crime cases that I implemented into writing Darling Daisy. So if you get a chance, give that one a listen. But I drew a lot from true crime, but it was a very cathartic experience for me as well, because I let a lot of the emotions I was going through at that time out.
It was fun. The characters are fun. The concept is pretty cool, and I don't want to give it away, but the concept, the characters are a lot of fun. It was a fun story to follow. I read it very quickly because I tend to read when I'm sitting on the jump seat, and sometimes I don't get that far in, but I read it working like 10-hour days. I finished it in 2 days.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people. Yeah, it's a fast read.
You want to keep going, and you want to see where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to see more of the detectives.
Yeah.
You know, because you threw some little hints in there, but I wanted to see kind of where it went, like how it went farther.
Yeah.
With his character.
And we'll see more of him.
Okay. Good.
He's going to come back. He's the only one. It's going to be a series, but it's going to be different cases that Detective Payne investigates. So there will be more of those, and it gives me a good reason to use all my true crime knowledge that I have just rattling around in my head.
Yeah.
It gives me a purpose for that.
Yep.
So I'm glad to be back to that. I'm writing the last Octavia Hallows book.
Okay, yay.
So, and I've never written a character as long as I've written her.
Yeah,
so
she's been going for a long time.
It's gonna be interesting to say goodbye to that character, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to go on to new things. And that's writing and working and being a mom of two young women. And that's been my life. And now I'm ready for more. My kids are at an age where I can start going and doing and living. And it's time. There's no better time than now.
Here, here.
So let's do it. Yes.
Yeah. And for me, real quick, since I travel with my sister, I really literally have been working 6 days on, one off. Crazy, crazy. But New Year, I think we've talked about it before. I've been always been trying to find the balance between my passion for my job and the health side of it, because my job is really tough on your body and trying to find a good balance. Some days are really long. Some days you just don't really want to do anything. So I did join a gym.
Good for you.
Which for me, it took a while because we've talked about this. I used to work at a boxing gym. Like, I know what to do. And it was so frustrating for me not to be able to do it. And I know you're so good at keeping up with working out here at your house. But just the idea of starting over in the pain and getting to know people. And I've just never been a fan of big box gyms, but I did join. I'm not getting paid for this at all, I promise you. No free workouts, but I did join Crunch Fitness, which is a really good combination for me because they even have boxing classes, which is what I love so much. So there's different classes. I'm still super intimidated because you go in at night and it's all young people. Mm-hmm. And it's very intimidating. And I was joking earlier that they're like, oh, well, there's a middle-aged, you know, mom coming in, doing her workout, you know.
But you know what? We've got to get past that mentality because
yes,
you're out there. You're taking care of yourself. You're putting the effort in.
Little by little. Yeah. I'm going to get back there. And we can talk about this more in detail because I know you have questions probably in our next podcast. But I did start hormone replacement therapy. So mm-hmm. there's so much that goes into that. And it does create a lot of changes within your body as well. Good change for me, really good changes. But on the bad side, I was putting a little bit of weight on. So we're trying to balance, because that's not really what's supposed to happen. So we're trying to balance
what happened there,
what yeah. has been happening. But part of it is I need to put the work in as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another journey that will follow for me, which is, you know, my vanity is going to take a hit on that because I've spent my life always pretty much being in shape. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting back. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
And we can do some classes, different activities and stuff.
That's, absolutely.
Yeah. We could do another pole dancing class. You go high, I go low.
I think my bruises, I still have like phantom pains from my inner thighs from the bruises yes. on that. But yeah, so we got big things to come. We'll have more special guests. You know, mm-hmm. I know Sandra comes down a couple times, and the last couple times she's been here, we've not been able to make it happen.
Mm-mm. The last time she was here was Thanksgiving, and that was just crazy because it's the holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to make it happen.
Absolutely. And we're going to.
Yeah. I'm so mm-hmm. glad to be back.
Yes.
Yay. The bitches are back.
We're going to do this shit. We're going to do this shit. That's, yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I, and I know we're going to run a little bit long here, but the way that the world has been lately, and I do from my writing and from the podcast and from Once Upon a Book and everything, I don't have a huge following. I don't have a huge platform, but I have a platform. And one that I cherish. I cherish everybody that has followed my career and supported my career. But with the way that our world is right now, I want to use whatever platform I have to lift other people up and to encourage other right. people. And I really feel that that's a great message that this podcast has, is encouraging people to get outside of that comfort zone and yeah. try things.
I and mean, it's scary out there. All of the, you know, the accidents that are happening with planes and cars driving into crowds. And it's just, I can't quite figure out what is happening.
Right.
So the best that we can do is uplift each other, uplift ourselves, and try and impart some joy and a little bit of humor.
Exactly.
Onto you guys.
And that's the goal here. And that's what we're going to keep working towards. And I think it's a beautiful one.
Yep. Yay.
So do you have the links that, of where people can follow us? Because I don't have anything in front of me.
I don't have my paper in front of me. We are on Instagram at Unpause Life Podcast. We are on Facebook at Unpause Life, unpausedlife.com or unpausedlife@gmail.com. I always ask people to email me. My sister, I love you so much. She's the only one who sends me emails. And I love them. I do love them.
That's sweet.
At least so I feel like somebody's sending them.
Well, we're going to get more. We're going to have more because we're going to get more adventures, and we've always talked about doing things and getting people to come out and join us. And
yes.
This is the year we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. If you guys are, and real quick, if you guys are interested in the sound bath, it is yeah. happening Friday, February 28th.
At 7:30.
At 7:30 at night. Let me pull their information back up if you would like to get a hold of them. Their phone number, again, it's Mystical Minerals Herb and Metaphysical Shop. Their phone number is 407-745-5805. They're off of Orange Avenue, closer to downtown Orlando. It's limited spots, but go ahead, give them a call. Join us. Introduce yourself to us.
Yes, please.
It would be so much fun to have more people there.
It's $33
yes.
to be part of it.
Yes. Money well spent.
Yes. I'm thinking the henna is probably extra. I didn't ask about that, but I'm sure.
I believe it's probably a little bit of extra. It's a, you know, a little add-on if you wanted to do that.
And you don't have to, but it's something that you can do.
Right. So we hope to see you there as usual. Thanks for listening. And remember, there's always time
to hit play on the pause button. She was trying to will the words into my mind. There's always time to hit play on the pause button.
Yes. Until next time.
Bye.